So the true mind is without thought. It's just an awareness nature. So when you realize this, you realize the first hallmark of Huining. So Huining is the sixth patria. Sixth patria. The moment you realize this, you will have a glimpse of what that true mind is. But this is just the true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature within. This is not Nibbana yet, understand? Although this is also without thought, but the awareness is still there. Nibbana is when awareness also ceases. The whole form of mind ceases. Then there is the realization of Nibbana. That one is the unconditioned. Then there is completely no word, nothing. That's why you cannot describe that state. You cannot express it. You cannot say anything about it. Whatever you do to try to express it is to create the negation of what it is not. That's why they have to use the word beyond thought, beyond mind, complete cessation of form and mind. Then what are all these? Not until you develop the understanding to meditate and let it happen. Then when the mind realizes itself and sees, that's how it arrives. And how does the mind realize itself? Because it's no more avijja, rooted out. Your wisdom already very stable. That's why you will come to an understanding. Think also like that. Don't think also like that. Your everything is empty. Kong sing. No reality. Not what you think. That's why it's the phenomenal world of consciousness. It's just mind make. Come and go, arise and pass away. The only reality within life or existence is just the present moment. Because we have gone through. The past is already gone, no more reality. Future yet to come, also no more reality. So the only reality is the here and now moment. The present moment, this moment. And how stable is the present moment? Split second is gone, dead and gone. And that is the only reality. So how true can life be? That's why you do not be deluded. See this clearly and wake up. Everything is just arising and passing away. Moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? The human being, they are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life, getting themselves entangled with life. Whereas the true mind doesn't think. It is completely still. You have to go to that nature to understand, to meditate. Because that nature can observe and see how the mundane mind create havoc in the living being. How it create delusion and condition you into negativity. How living beings suffer, become afflicted. You can see it clearly only through the true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature within. That's why Jay Krishnamurti also called it the choiceless awareness. When you are just aware without any choice, without any thought that want to do this, want to do that, or want to suppress this, want to suppress that. That is the thought. But when you are silently observing without thought, what happens? Through that observation, which is choiceless, means without the mundane mind involved, it awakens. That's why this true mind, the silent mind, can awaken, can insight into phenomena, awaken to the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, anatta. And this is basically what meditation is. That's why without the silent mind, without the true mind, and this is also the meditative mind, you cannot realize the truth. Yeah, this is the instrument that can lead to the timeless. a calico. The other thought-based instrument limits you. It's thought. You use thought as the basis or instrument to meditate. How can you realize a state that is beyond thought? Everything is within the field of thought. The whole movement is thought-based. So understand this and not to be gullible or deluded anymore. Okay?